is Gentleman Sinanga, double H E, double H T, Power FM. Feel the power on the hour. Hala front.
Representing to the fullest, pulling off say this is Keyshawn the Dancer Daddy.
And you're listening to Power FM, 100% Zayden Afro. Hit all day.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Zimbabwe, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Christian people die in Toma District in 7 days following consumption of illicit locally brewed alcohol. Weekend opposition fears threats to Zambia's democracy, a governance expert has said. Ghana wraps up $3 billion US dollars IMF bailout program. Zambian quartet shine across Europe and Africa as Zane Kama and Piri Store. Wake up, friends, and we don't have the news every day. I'm Grace Wanji. Five people have died in Zambia compound after allegedly consuming illicit locally brewed alcohol, commonly known as Kachasu, Gwala, and Chijavu. The recent deaths raised the total fatalities to 15 within 7 days, all suspected to be linked to the consumption of the same illicit brews. The fatalities occurred between May 13th and May 14th, 2026, and are currently under investigation by the Zambia Police Service in Choma District. The deceased have been identified as Bonface Muchenga, 44, John Kwalamboto, 52, Costa Katoa, 38, Christine Muchindu, 45, Michael Mulenga, 44. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Monona Malongo confirms that all victims consumed the same locally brewed alcohol before developing serious health complications. Victims reportedly experienced symptoms such as body weakness, stomach pains, dizziness, vomiting, and in some cases bleeding from the mouth before passing away. According to the police report, most victims were initially treated at Champande Clinic before being referred to Choma General Hospital, where some later died. One victim was found dead at the home. The five bodies have been deposited at the Choma General Hospital mortuary, awaiting for post-mortem examinations to determine the exact cause of death. Officer Namalongo also reveals that two other men who consumed the same brew are currently admitted to the hospital in stable condition. Governance expert Maria Malilwe is concerned over the continued weakening of the opposition in Zambia, describing it as a serious threat to the country's democracy. Ms. Malilwe warns that a weakened opposition can lead to arrogance among ruling leaders, corruption, and misuse of state resources. She emphasized that a parliament lacking balanced political representation becomes vulnerable to abuse of power. Highlighting the role of democracy, Ms. Malilwe notes that democracy helps keep leaders accountable and fosters better governance through alternative views and competition. In an interview, she called for the inclusion of democracy and governance studies in Zambia's education system to help young people understand leadership, politics, and human rights from an early age. Ms. Malilwe added that many people wrongly view politics as a dirty game, yet politicians create laws that directly impact citizens' daily lives.
I thought that the education system has done a tremendous job in sensitizing about human rights from an early age. Democracy is just a one word, but I feel some issues pertaining governance and awareness should start as early as I've started with human rights.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like no, politics is a dirty game, but what a lot of people do not understand is that the same politicians are the ones that make laws that govern us. Whether my religion is against me discussing politics, whether I am young, I cannot vote, but ultimately whatever those politicians do in parliament amounts to my entire livelihood. So that is why such issues, procedures and systems, I think they should start being infused in our education system so that even as I graduate and I'm ready for work, I should understand what democracy entails.
Mena, the 11th of the Kaunda people, has emphasized the need for deliberate gender-inclusive cancer awareness that aims to bring male breast cancer to the same level of female breast cancer. The traditional leader is calling for a shift from female-centered awareness to a more inclusive approach so that male breast cancer can receive equal recognition. Speaking at the Swing for Male Breast Cancer Awareness Growth Fundraiser, Chief Dr. Mumena Patron of the Male Breast Cancer Foundation highlighted the significant information gap and stigma surrounding male breast cancer. He urged that breaking stigma and improving low levels of male breast cancer requires gender-inclusive awareness, deliberate and targeted cancer awareness messaging. He emphasized the importance of including men in existing breast cancer awareness and screening programs. Despite male breast cancer being less common, Chief Dr. Mumena stressed that early detection remains crucial for saving lives regardless of the gender. The traditional leader also underscored the need to support patients beyond medical treatment by addressing the emotional, social and financial burdens cancer places for individuals and families. He noted that many patients stop treatment due to high costs, highlighting the importance of partnerships to provide necessary assistance. He added that the funds raised from the growth event will go towards support for cancer patients and their families, as well as both ongoing awareness and advocacy. In international news, officials in Ghana said on Friday that the government has wrapped up its International Monetary Fund bailout program, ending $3 billion dollars emergency support package. Accra said it had helped restore macroeconomic stability and debt sustainability ahead of the schedule. Ghana's presidency said inflation has reduced significantly, the currency has strengthened, and public debt has declined sharply. In December, President John Dramani Mahama announced the country would gradually exit the IMF program thanks to reforms undertaken since 2024, when he said to start his second but non-consecutive term in office. At the time, he described the economy as being in a fragile state characterized by high inflation, significant youth unemployment, and a loss of investor confidence. The IMF says Ghana's program delivered substantial stabilization gains, including improved reserves, stronger fiscal discipline, and performance, as well as progress in restructuring public debt. It warned, however, that maintaining the reform momentum was critical to sustaining growth. Still in international news, people in the town of Rampala in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo are fearful as health officials raise their alarm over a new outbreak of Ebola. It is one of two health zones in Ituri province that are in the epicenter of the latest eruption of the deadly virus, with at least 80 reported dead and 246 suspected cases. Motorbike taxi driver John Kisembo said that since the beginning of the month, many people have died and residents are very afraid. The Rampara resident, Salama Bamunoba, said it is a disease which is very dangerous and is putting young people's lives at risk. We take a short break and return to the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
They can give you the best quality Zambia and the voters have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Corporate marketing